Wow. Like, what an amazing 2019 it has been. When we see all of the things that have happened through Eastern Hills and at Eastern Hills, and as a result of all of you, you've been a huge part of this year, the way that we've had impact in our community, the way that we have loved each other well as a church, the way that we have grown together, and the way that we have reached out to our neighbors as well. Thank you so much for being a part of that. Now, this is a little different. We're online, so welcome. We're so glad that you're here with us today, and I just want to pray for us as we get started together. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be together with our families or with loved ones, just experiencing you, knowing that there's other people around our community, in our church, around the world, watching this together. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here, to be ready as we start a new year for the things that you have for us. We love you. We pray these things in your name. Amen. Well, Christmas is over. Can you believe it? Like, even saying that hurts me a little bit because I love Christmas. But to be honest, the gifts are all unwrapped. The food's all been eaten. The bills are starting to come in. And I gotta admit, when I sat down on Christmas morning and just started looking around, I pulled out my phone. And when I looked at Instagram and Facebook and seeing all these people having amazing Christmases, like people getting a new car for Christmas, right? With the big red bow on the top. Like, it's hard not to feel bummed on Christmas morning, right? Like, it's hard to feel like I just don't measure up. Like, we had a great Christmas, but not that great. And I was thinking about it, that over the past month, if you would look at my social media feed, it'd be filled with amazing Christmas parties. It'd be filled with the perfect Christmas gifts that I found for my kids. It'd be filled with Christmas morning pictures of us hanging out as a family, having a great time. What it would not be filled with is all the things that went around that. The fact that my kids were exhausted and melting down in the car on the way home from those Christmas parties. Or the fact that my kids didn't think they got the right presents and were disappointed on Christmas morning. And that hurts as a parent. All of those things. And what I realized is I don't show those things to the world. I don't put those things on Instagram and on Facebook. And neither does anybody else. So the problem that's going on right now is that I'm comparing my actual real life to somebody else's highlight reel. And they're doing the same back to me. And as we finish up 2019 here and head into 2020, I want us to think about why that is. I want us to think about what it would look like if we lived our lives letting everyone in on everything, letting them see what's real, to live life without a filter. In 2010, Instagram came out, and you know, not everybody had it in 2010, just a select few, but it became really popular really fast. And one of the things about that was different about Instagram is it had 15 to 20 filters that you could put over your pictures that you had taken before you posted them. So the filters would make you an incredible photographer, right? They would improve the color of your picture. They would improve, maybe like there were blurry sections that you wanted to be blurry and other sections you wanted to be in focus, or maybe you wanted it black and white or to look like you took the picture 25 years ago. All of that could happen by applying a filter. Then in about 2013, this hashtag hit, hashtag no filter. And it basically was a way for people on Instagram to say, look at this picture I took, whether it was nature and a landscape, a sunset, a photo of someone, even a selfie, to say, this picture is so good. Like, the sunset is so bright. I look so good in this selfie. There's no filter. This is real. Well, instantly, it kind of became a thing. And by 2015, there was 1.2 million photos on Instagram that were hashtag no filter. So much so that sociologists, like, started to study this phenomenon. And as I thought about that, I thought, how crazy that we have to actually post things that say, no filter was used here. Like, this is the actual sunset. It was this orange, or it was this pink, or whatever the case may be. Because a lot of us, we don't live life that way. We live life with all kinds of filters. We filter everything to the people around us. We don't want them to see the embarrassment, the things that are broken in our lives, the places where we have pain, the places where our lives aren't working. But what if as we end 2019, the end of a decade, can you believe that? And as we start 2020, what if we decided that as a group, as a family, as a church, as a community, what if we started to live life with no filter? And we invited people in to what's real. That when we were comparing our lives to somebody else's, it wasn't a highlight reel. It was real. It was what's going on. And we were there to support each other, to help each other. You know what's crazy? In 2015, when they studied these 1.2 million photos posted on Instagram, no filter, 7.6% of them had a filter. Like, it's hard, right? Like, people couldn't even be honest enough with themselves to post a no-filter picture without a filter. So talking about living life with no filter is difficult. But one of the things that we have going for us is something that we've kind of pounded away at in 2019, and it's that Jesus makes life better. And I believe that Jesus didn't make just life better in 2019, but in 2020 and beyond. But we see in Hebrews, the author of Hebrews writes in Hebrews chapter 4, he gives us a little help in this living life without a filter, a little help that we can get from Jesus. It says this in Hebrews 4:14. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Well, if it says since then in the Bible, we have to go back and like, since what? So the previous verse basically says that God knows everything about us. Nothing's hidden from him. Like, he doesn't see just the Instagram version of us. He sees every bit of us. Because of that, since then, we have Jesus. For we do not have a high priest, Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are tempted, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. We have Jesus helping us out. Jesus who understands the pain and the brokenness. Jesus who lived on earth, experienced the same stuff. I mean, he didn't have the Instagram and Facebook pressures, but he had heartbreak. He had pain. He understood what it meant to be let down by people. All of those things, the same things we deal with. And when we let Jesus and we let other people into that piece, those pieces of our life, we can start to see support. We can start to live real. It takes a lot of effort to filter all the parts of our lives to all the people around us. And I was kind of looking into this stuff. There was an article posted, like I said, a lot of study in 2015. An article was posted about why, as a photographer, it was good for you to use the hashtag nofilter. Like, what were the benefits of that? One benefit that they came up with, which blew me away, is that they said using the hashtag nofilter on your pictures actually helps better mental health in our society. That because we're so used to Photoshop pictures and filtered photos and everything else, what's happening is that people are losing positivity. They're feeling like their life is so much worse than somebody else's life. They're losing body image. They're losing self-esteem. And that by just simply using the hashtag no filter and saying, this is real, this is what it's like, it can actually help to improve society in their feelings about themselves. Well, what if we lived life with no filter? What if we let other people in? What if we allowed support from people in our family, people in our church, people in our community? What if we let Jesus into those spots of our lives that he's already in and said to him, I need your help. I need you to fix the brokenness. I need you to sit with me in this pain. And we said to the people around us, I need your help. I need you to sit with me in this pain. Our lives can be so much different. We can have so much better mental health and positivity and just from having people coming alongside of us in our pain, in our brokenness, and then we getting to do that for them as well. So this year, as we head into 2020, I want to challenge us. I want to challenge us as a community that we would be trying to live life with no filter. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to post all your dirty laundry on Instagram and Facebook, but what does it look like to actually let people in? Maybe you need to join a community group of other people that are going to get together with you that you can share life with. Maybe it's somebody in your family that you need to talk to and that you need to open up to about messed up, broken stuff in your life. Whatever it is, we want to not be like 7.6% of people that are trying to be honest and just faking it to everybody around them. What would it look like to let Jesus in and truly, again, in 2020, let him come into our lives and help us make our lives better? Because Jesus makes life better. Would you pray with me? Jesus, thank you for an unbelievable year. Thank you for an unbelievable community of people that love each other well, that serve each other well, that serve in their community well. Jesus, thank you for this opportunity that we have, even as we're sitting in our own homes or at our computers or on our phones watching this today, that we're all doing it together. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. And I just pray that in 2020, we would live our lives in honesty. Honest to you, God. Honest to each other. And thankful that Jesus has been through all of this himself and now goes through it with us. Lord, we love you. We need you. And we pray all of these things in your name.